Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Hey.
1, 2, 3, go. So, I'm Magellan.
And I'm Court.
This is Court, and we are from Lion Dance Records, and we're here with the amazing Josh Lovegrove, and he's going to have a chat with us today about life and music and things.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, how's things?
Things are pretty good.
Yeah?
It's been a bit of a ride with the pandemic and everything, but things are starting to level out and just getting back on track.
Mm-hmm. You've had a bit of setbacks lately though, with like your tour through Canada, which was meant to go ahead, and then like everything was just like, nope, sorry, just kidding.
Yeah, well,
we're not doing that now.
We had actually just like, we had just finished locking in the final dates for the East Coast tour in Australia, and then I was going to go straight from that, like have like 3 weeks downtime and then go on the 8th of June.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it was almost like 2 weeks before the first show started, it was like, and no, you can stay home.
Yeah.
And so I did.
So what have you been doing in the meantime?
The first couple of weeks, there was definitely some like growing pains into staying at home, because I'm quite a social person by nature, and
mm-hmm.
and like music is the vehicle for me to like feel that connection and all that kind of stuff. So the first couple of weeks were a bit tricky, but then I started to just really dig into the studio work,
mm-hmm.
and like I started just deconstructing my whole catalogue of songs that I never had time to finish, and
nice.
Just started demoing and doing all the prep work for the release of the EP, and you know, grew some plants, and you know, just
that's important.
Yeah, and just kind of found a bit of a rhythm with like my like balancing my music and my health and my wellness, and
yeah
so that became the priority.
Nice.
That's
a good priority to have.
Yeah.
So you mentioned an EP.
Yep. Yeah, so I started, it's been a long time since I released anything.
Like 5 years?
Like 5 years.
That's a little while.
You know, I just like look at the CD cover of the last one and I go, it's been a while. My head was like a third as long as it is now. So like, that's how I know how long it's been.
Do you cut your hair?
Every year or so, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
nice.
not heaps.
Yeah, no.
Which is actually funny because, like, sidebar, but when I was younger, I actually had this really, like, a fascination with becoming a barber or a hairdresser.
Wow.
Like, because I actually had this rock star of a hairdresser. This dude, he was super cool, like, covered in tats. I was like, I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah.
And I just remember he had, like, scissors tattooed right here.
Really?
And I was like, you're so cool. Because I was 14. I was like, this is the best. But yeah, now I avoid them for the most part.
Me too.
Yeah.
Totally understand.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been 5 years since the last EP, and I kind of consciously took a step back from recording because I knew that I wanted to really know where I wanted to be as a person before I presented that in a musical format, because the music that I'm recording, I always wanted to be like an accurate representation of who I am. And, you know, as an artist, I was just like struggling to find that identity. So yeah, I took a total step back in a hiatus and focused on the live stuff.
Yeah.
And that was awesome just to do that. And I was still writing, but it really wasn't the focus until last year. And like, yeah, we started recording it in August, 2019, and yeah, it's just been a bit of a process to get it all signed off, but we are pretty much done now, which is cool.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
What made, when you got, you like, what was it that made you be like, now's the time, and change your focus back to like putting stuff out there rather than just playing?
Do you know, it was actually, I felt like I didn't have to hesitate to say anything, which was like a big realization, because for a long time I was really only writing songs from one angle, you know, and it was always the hope or it was always the win, but I was never like brave enough or like forward enough to write about the battle as it was happening, or like actually channel like really big things in my life into my music, because I think the reason I was doing that was because music was always like a salvation from those things.
Yeah.
And so I hadn't connected that, and I hadn't found the strength to actually stand up and and demonstrate where I am, like, incrementally through that process. And yeah, and I think it was just kind of going, oh, great. Like, I don't have to hold back in my songwriting, and I can actually commit to these songs, and they will continue to feel true because they actually capture me at a time, not in reflection.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, that was probably the turning point when I went, yeah, fuck, let's make a record.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Mm.
And that shows a lot of, like, I don't know, I think you're a very deep thinking soul.
That is a kind way to put it. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you find that, like, as an artist, you focus on, like, songwriting from one angle, or, like, when you feel that, like, inspiration, how does it hit you? Sorry, I'm turning the interview back on me now.
No, that's okay.
Like, do you find an angle, or do you tend to write things, like, as it is to you, like, fully?
I tend to... A lot of my songs are about other people too. So like, I'll meet someone, I'll be like, that's a cool story. And then I try to capture that story and like my perspective of it. And like some people, I've got good friends that I've written stories about, songs about, and they don't know.
Yeah, nice.
And it's funny, and they've like been at my gigs like countless times and heard, like, this one girl in particular, she's heard this song, I don't know how many times, and her name's even in it. And she's got no idea that's about her.
Sorry, good.
And I'm not going to tell her. But
subtle.
Yeah.
Subtle jabs of kind.
I don't know. I think every song's just like, it's been cool. I've actually written some music lately, which is really nice. Mm. Like, I haven't done that in a fair while. Okay. Actually, like, yeah, because life's just been, I've been a bit all over the place too, and things have been busy. And yeah, since like Corona's happened, it's kind of been a cool thing. Like, we just got like socially isolated together. So now we're like living in this cool space and like moved in together after a very short time.
Yeah.
It's great, but it's also been like,
it's been here we are, we landed. Yeah, like I think that's so cool. Like, obviously there's been a lot of heaviness and like weight and like turbulence around this time, but coming to the end of it, I think people have learned a lot, like, either about themselves or their values or priority or like sense of who they used to be, and they're like finding alignments to that, you know. Mm-hmm. The number of people I've spoken to who've gone, I just never realized how stressed I was until I woke up one day feeling happy, you know.
Wow.
In the time, because we've actually had time to sit back and just like go, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've kind of come to that acceptance point, and especially
being more present in the now, because, like, you know, what is the potentials for the future?
Totally.
And, like, you can't really think about that.
Yeah.
So it's just like, well, this is what we have now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like calling so much presence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm writing a song which we'll finish, and it's kind of about this time. It's called The Tides of Silver Linings.
Yeah.
And just, you know, because there were always like, I describe those days as a wave, you know, when like more sadness would come through, or like resistance to what was happening, or then the joy would come and the motivation would come, and it just felt like, you know, this constant movement of waves. So I'm writing that song, which maybe will be finished in a year or whatever. You know, just
do you take a long time?
Some songs have taken so long.
Yeah.
Like, I think the songs on the new recording were some of the quickest. Like, I wrote a couple of them while I was in the studio. And so, you know, in the 5-day or 6-day block that I was down in Sydney, it was write the song the day before we started and finish the song on the 6th day.
Wow.
You know, which is really quick to like commit to something.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like what I was saying, like I wrote it from the place that I was in directly. So there was no hesitation in it. He was like, "But here it is. That's done."
Yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah, like I wrote a song ages ago. Oh, far out, probably 10 years ago, about Woodford, and it's called 19. And that song took me 7 years to finish. Like, I had like a verse and a chorus, and I would just sing that at gigs.
Yeah,
just as a, here's half a song that I wrote, you know, 5 years ago, and then finally I finished it off, And it's so nice because the narrative almost stretches that long, like in a really like succinct way. Like I can even feel in the like sentiments in the lyrics that I just, you know, yeah, there's something nice.
When did you finish it?
Maybe like 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my first Woodford was 2009. Yeah. And because my 10-year stint at Woodford was last year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've seen you play that song and it's nice.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a good song.
It's all right. It better be after 7 years, yeah, 7 years on the stove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I get frustrated. I can't do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you try, like, for me, like, songwriting is so sensation-based. Like, if something makes sense but doesn't feel good, it's not done. So, like, true. I can write a song and then come back to it, play it, and be like, no, and it'll just sit on the shelf for as long as it needs to until I come back to it, sing it, and then it feels like, oh, cool. Like, even if craft-wise it's not as good or, like, just a different angle or whatever, like, it's so, like, songwriting is such a profoundly, like, beautifully complex system of thinking.
It is.
It doesn't make sense, and I've just stopped trying to fully understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. You think so deeply about stuff. Yeah. I feel like I'm, like, slack now, because we'll just bust this out.
Yeah.
See what happens.
I don't know. Not really. Sometimes it's the long way around.
That's great, though. That's really cool.
Mm.
So, just got a couple of things we need to make sure we mention here.
Yeah.
So, your EP, it's got 5 tracks on it and an instrumental.
Yes.
Which is really cool.
Yes. So, it's called Season.
Uh-huh.
And I called it that because it's basically like a full 360 view of how my life felt at one time.
Wow.
And I really like... It's got a lot of like reference to like different elements and the way that the seasons like consistently change and so it's called Season. It's a bit of a meal, which is quite cool.
Nice.
Yeah,
I look forward to hearing it.
Yeah.
And the first single is out early June.
Yes. Yep.
No date exactly yet.
No date, TBC. I wanted to start with something that people that have heard me or like seen me online were familiar with, so I'm releasing a song called The Landing.
Mm-hmm.
Which it was basically the first song that I was like, oh, I'm ready to do a live video, because I'm not very good with video content, I haven't been forever, I'm really slack. And I put this video up and I just felt like people could receive it in a really cool way, and so that'll be the first single, and then it just kind of branches out from there.
Yeah,
which is cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's also a good song.
Can I pause for a second because that window's open?
Oh,
that's why it's loud.
I like the ambient. Yeah. So, what did you have for lunch, Charles? Yeah, man. Yeah. Sausage roll on the bee. Yeah,
super happy. All the food groups. And a pack of ciggies. Top it all up.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice. I mean, I sort of did, but good save. Yes. Okay. So.
You were talking about earlier with us potential for an Aussie tour.
Yeah. So we had the whole East Coast lined up, all the major cities, and you know, a few beautiful spots in between, and we're looking at starting that again in November.
Ooh,
and I hope that's going to go ahead. We're just taking the leads from some of the bigger acts who are like got their tours running in November, so hopefully we're in the clear.
Awesome.
Any excuse for a road trip, I'm getting itchy feet. Yes. Need to get back in the van and go hard. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep.
Because we're just we need to go overseas. We can't go overseas.
Okay. Yeah.
Can't go even like over the border still.
Yeah. I was like, let's go west. No. Let's not do that. So I think, you know, we've just got, you know, we had 6 months extra to plan it. So we're actually going like a little bit bigger.
That's cool.
Than we had anticipated. But probably going to go as far north as I can. And and then come down all the way to Melbourne and hopefully do Tassie and New Zealand if we can. Nice. And just do that whole run. Because
why not?
Because why not? Like, I went to New Zealand last year to play a festival. And it,
yeah. Which festival?
Called Sounds and Booms. And it was in Waipawa in Hawke's Bay.
Uh-huh.
And just the people, the place, it was just so incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that is a good part of New
Zealand. I have like a bit of a calling to go back.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is that where you got that from?
Yeah. Yeah. So this was a gift that I got while I was over there.
Nice.
And yeah, it's super special stone, this one. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So that'll be cool. Then do that. And then as soon as I can, hopefully jet back to Canada as well. And
yeah.
Yeah. I just really like, I've traveled a lot. But I just want to take the music and take my message further and wider. And so I'm like consistently like just moving my awareness into the spaces that I want to be next. And I think the UK is on the list and Europe and eventually do the States. I'm not really in a hurry, but like just, you know, there's more to be experienced out there. So that I can like write some more tunes and shit. So
nice.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
So you were saying your message, is that...
Yeah.
Yep.
Good question. Okay. That's what I was wondering.
So I took a couple of years to like learn a lot more about myself,
mm-hmm.
like, and just honed in on, you know, what the deficits in my life were and what the dysfunctionalities were and all the things that were potentially like keeping me away from my potential. And I was lucky to come into contact with a lot of really incredible people and like especially men who fully held themselves in everything that they are. Like as you know, as a man, we're actually conditioned to not allow parts of ourselves to surface,
mm-hmm.
because to hold on to the stereotype or the expectation that we need to be a particular version. And so I learned a lot more about like the universal laws and like the laws of demonstration. And that's, and I really locked onto that when I first heard about it. I was like, I actually need to be who I want to see other people become, you know? And so when it came to my music and writing from like a really vulnerable, like real space, that was the focus for this music, and that, and just has kind of ingrained in me from here on in, I think. Because sometimes we just need to be shown the potential that we have.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, it's like there's some real like vulnerability in the recording of some of these songs, and even the space that I wrote them from is like something that a few years ago I never would have shared. Like I wouldn't have even considered it. And yeah, and I want to bring that through because like our mental health and like our purpose is to be full and is to be abundant. And I think we can't do that if we're hiding behind ourselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just want to stand on stage and actually be fully there and fully okay with who I am. Like, and releasing the music that we recorded in this way and wrote in this way and left untreated and like very real, mm-hmm. and very connected, you know. Yeah, was super important.
Yeah and you mentioned before one thing, like men's mental health, that's pretty much like, is that, did you go into the studio like thinking that you wanted to write about that's like sort of thing like intentionally, or did it just kind of happen?
No, I think I kind of fell into it.
Yeah.
Of just, it was almost like a bit of an epiphany moment, just going, who was I and what was stopping me writing these songs before, like as an artist. And like, and we're lucky because we can actually channel our emotions and our like our essence into our music, but mm-hmm. a lot of men, a lot of people don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to just like creating new pathways of going, like vulnerability does not equal weakness, you know, and like we can like we can cry as men and be strong, and we can like, you know, really be passionate and be strong. Like we don't just have to focus on the archaic versions of what like it means to be a man, and like, and that's what I mean, like getting out of our own way so that we can actually like step in to the whole view.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah, and I guess it took a lot for me to figure out that I actually wanted to be the champion of my own cause, because like a lot of people will come up with something and then they'll find somebody to align with them, but mm-hmm. for me, I almost knew instantly that I wanted to be like trying to like paint a picture of what it can look like to present yourself in a way. Yeah. And like there's always work to do, and I'm like but I guess like taking those steps, and yeah, for me, like standing like essentially like stripped back and fully exposed is my way. So I hope that people can see that and go, well, there's nothing weak about that, you know? And like, yeah, so it's gonna be an experience to fully step in, especially on tour.
Yeah,
because
that's hectic already.
Yeah, like there's a lot around it, and you know, it'll be interesting to see the shift between people wanting to come to watch something and then to actually experience and feel something, like,
oh snap.
Well, you know, and like I really want like realizations to come through my shows.
That's really cool.
And yeah, so I'm just gonna start there.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. And I'm
and now something fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit like that though. Because even like some of the songs I play is like, so my older sister died from cancer. That's one song. Then like
I've heard that song. It's a beautiful song.
Oh, thank you. Mm. And then, like, I've got one that I've written recently about a good friend who committed suicide, and one that I wrote about, like, what's another controversial one? Oh, like, substance abuse and, like, mental health and that sort of thing.
Mm.
And, like, oh, and then there's the human trafficking and sex slavery song. And, like, yeah, it's, like, I don't think there's some people go to gigs to be all, like, bam, here's reality.
Totally.
But it's good. Like, it's a platform to, like, say something that matters.
Yeah.
So that's cool that you're doing that.
You know, we kind of, like, it kind of feels like a responsibility to do that now. Like, mm-hmm. and especially now, like, coming out of this time, like, in Australia, I feel like we actually were quite lucky in the way that we got through this part. And mm-hmm. not saying it's been easy, but I'm saying that, like, grand scheme of things, where we actually had more of an opportunity to grow. And so, like, seeing how people have, like, realigned and, you know, gotten that sense of self and, you know, family and openness and all those things, it'll be interesting to see how it's received differently, potentially, to before,
mm.
you know, because we've actually had time to, like, sit back and be reflective and be, yeah, something.
Something.
Yeah. Like, yeah. What word am I searching for? I don't know. Yeah. But no, it'll be good. I mean, I'm excited. It'll be great.
It will be.
Mm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, when you were talking before, we should get you to play a song, you reckon?
Mm-hmm.
In a sec. Mm. But on your board downstairs, here's the quote by that says, the person you're destined to become is the one that you decide to be.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you reminded me of that quote when you're talking before.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep, I love that.
It's a good quote.
Mm, good stuff.
Yeah. Anything else you want to ask before Josh plays?
You said you recorded with We. Who did you do your recordings with?
Oh, so I recorded with a Sydney-based producer named Ben Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had a mentor of mine, an incredible artist, Darren Percival,
mm-hmm.
in the studio with me, and it was very much like a collective effort to stay true to the songs, you know, because especially like you're saying, like overthinkers, like in the uh-huh. studio where you have like limitless, like edits and variations and instruments and all the online shit.
And
just to have somebody in the room just saying, what we get is what we get, you know, and like, you know, commit and like trust yourself.
So is it like acoustic based or is it like a bit of production stuff too?
There is some production. My act obviously is live looping.
Mm-hmm.
And so like being able to arrange songs on the fly, like I often hear bigger production even when I'm playing acoustic.
Yeah.
And so that's why I kind of love the studio, love and hate it, because often shit never gets finished because I'm just like, what about this and this thing? And, you know, it's like a forever cycle. But yeah, it definitely, like, it's got like drums and bass and keys and it's, but all the songs stem from like just, you know, the dream team.
Uh-huh.
So, because I think I can envision like coming back and doing some festival stuff and like having a drummer and a keys player and like doing the bigger production thing. And that's really important for me, like being able to sing songs just by themselves and then make them huge if I want to, you know. And I don't think that songs are meant to just live in one format, like even for the artist who wrote them, you know, until you become like iconic for that one tune. Like, I want to be able to go, here's the version of this song that I wrote that day, and then here's the swing version, and then here's a hip hop, you know, you know, whatever, and just continually like push my creativity in the live space.
Yeah.
But the song itself is already documented in its like in its form.
Mm.
But then I really love like being spontaneous and trying new stuff in public spaces. You know, and I fell into that like ages ago, just like, I'm just gonna try this, you know, and just it's like the leap of faith. And then when you land it, it's great. And when you don't, I've been doing it long enough to just cover it up. Like, just be like, oh, I meant to make that. You know, that's jazzy.
Just have an epic guitar solo.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, another one. It's literally my go-to.
Yeah.
More screaming distortion.
Yeah, that's right. And another layer. And another one.
But cover up that mistake real good.
Sometimes it's like, drum beats are really fun because I'm all about the groove. Like, I really love like really good grooves, and often I'm beatboxing, and sometimes like it's like beatboxing and then guitar percussion and stuff, and sometimes I can just hear the snare on one of the loops. It's just like duh, and I'll just go over the top and it just like brushes them together. It's the ultimate fixer tool. Good times.
So Josh is going to play us a song. What's it called?
This song's called Right Love, Wrong Time.
Uh-huh.
So this is off the new EP. And I kind of wrote it from a place of trying to like romanticize something that felt really hard at the time and trying to escape from it. And, you know, heartbreak is a pretty powerful thing to move through when you're trying to explain it from your own perspective,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, let alone try and rationalize somebody else.
Yeah.
And so this song kind of felt like the escape from that for a moment.
Alright. That sounds pretty good to me. I'm going to leave you to it for a sec. I'm going to stand the other side of the camera and go for gold.
Alright. My love, wrong time. I get a bit caught in the middle of it. Phone calls and red wine. Losing sleep with the struggle of it. Same old, but do nothing. Laying awake to the city, green lights and boardwalks. Got nothing on my mind but you. Got nothing on my mind but you. And And I know I can't talk to you, but I want to, 'cause I want you. I changed it all for you, couldn't reach you, but I tried to. I didn't get to say the words that I loved you, I loved you. And if I had one more morning, I'd tell you all the things you need to hear. One more morning, I'd tell you all the things you need to hear. I love wrong time, and I tried not to see it coming. Campfire by twilight, I remember thinking to myself, how could I ever let you go? I felt time stand still, your hands locked into mine. I had nothing on my mind but you. Talk to you, but I want to, 'cause I want you. I changed it all for you, couldn't reach you, but I tried to. Didn't get to say the words that I loved you, I loved you. And if I had one more morning, I'd tell you all the things you needed. One more morning, tell you all the things you need to hear. Tell you all the things, trying to let you go. I've been staying out late and waking up slow, trying to let you go. I can't hold two stars or tight forever, I let you go. Staying out late and waking up slow, I'll let you go. I can't hold two stars or tight, yeah. And I know I can't talk to you, but I want to, 'cause I want you. I changed it all for you, couldn't reach you, but I tried to. Didn't get to say the words that I loved you, I loved you. And if I had one more morning, I'd tell you all the things you needed. One more morning, I'd tell you all the things you need to hear. Thank you.
Real nice.
Real nice.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing and for sharing.
My pleasure.
And for coming along.
Thank you. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, no worries. Awesome. We will make sure we keep track of let me get the other way. of like what ends up happening with your tour and all your releases.
Totally.
And stuff later on in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have time, maybe you could play a gig here.
Yes,
maybe.
That would be awesome. Secret gig.
Yeah.
Totally. Lion Dance Studios. Lion Dance Records.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Amazing.
We'll be set up by then, well and truly.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you.
My pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks.
And thanks for chatting.
Awesome.
And we'll see you soon.
Social lovers.
Yeah.